Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you do when you realize that your party has become toxic? I'm referring to the Democratic Party, and you're running for re-election, yet you are a part of the Democratic Party. Apparently, you try to Jedi mind trick people to believing that somehow you're not a part of the problem in Washington, D.C. We are now starting to witness the Democrats basically going unhinged, but in an orderly fashion, directed from the top leadership. There are many Democrats now running for office, and they have gotten permission to actually rip on the Democratic Party, claiming that they're not a part of the problems that we're having in this country, saying that they're going to stand up to the Democrats in Congress. Now, we are seeing this happen all over the country, and the Associated Press has come out with an article saying, quote, vulnerable Dems are now trying to run against Washington, where they actually have jobs now, and the party which they are actually in. Now, this headline reads like this: just like endangered Democrats in other states, Senator Catherine Masto is running against Washington. The Nevada Democrat, nearing the end of her 6-year term, so she's part of the problem, she's a Democrat, she's in the leadership, all right, she's in the majority party, ignoring the fact that her party controls both chambers of Congress and the White House, she's now going out on the road explaining her rationale for her candidacy. Now, there's got to be enough smart people in the world, you would think, right? You would hope that would look at her and go, are you stupid? Do you think we're this stupid? How dare you insult us this way? We know you're a Democrat. We know you're running as a Democrat. We know you've been there for 6 years. How do you separate yourself from what's happening in Washington? She said, and this is now up on her website, quote, I'm running for re-election because you deserve a senator who will cut through the gridlock and dysfunction in Washington. Okay, you've been there 6 years. You're a Democrat. Have you cut through the gridlock? No. Have you cut through the dysfunction? No. Is your party in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House? Yes. She says on her website, I will cut through the gridlock and dysfunction in D.C. and deliver real results for your family. Well, then what have you been doing for the last 6 years? Now, these are all questions that the Associated Press should have been asking, right? Like, you can't claim that you're somehow an outsider when clearly you're not. Now, this is just one example, and I'm going to come back to this in a minute, because there's also another strategy happening here, and that is for the media. What the media has been doing is they're now trying to attack Republican candidates in a new way. Let me give you an example of that in just a moment. But before I get to that, I want to tell you real quick about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been paying attention, you've seen the stock market that is in bear territory. We're headed into a recession, and that's why the stock market is plummeting. Now, many economists are predicting now, unfortunately, this is actually just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. Now, when this happens, there is going to be tremendous losses, and there already have been for many Americans in their portfolios. Well, there's been one historical answer to this: gold and precious metals. In the 08 crash, when the markets dipped, gold went up, and that's what we're seeing right now. Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I use and I trust when investing in gold and precious metals, and they can advise you on whether gold is right for you right now. So whether it becomes a part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped to you, you need to call them and get in touch with the experts so that you can protect your hard-earned dollars. Call them 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or you can download right now the gold guide, the comprehensive gold guide at Legacy PM Investments, legacypminvestments.com. Now, Representative Flores has just come out defending herself, ripping the New York Times for an article that actually labeled her as a, quote, far right Latina. Yes, this is a racist article. Representative Mayra Flores, a Republican from Texas, slammed the New York Times after the article came out labeling her and fellow Texas Republican congressional candidate De La Cruz and Cassie Garcia as, quote, far-right Latinas. Now, Flores won the special election in the 34th congressional district on June the 14th. This was really significant because she actually flipped a Democratic seat in a densely Hispanic district by running on a platform of core conservative values. She didn't shy away from being a conservative. She embraced it. This indicated a turning tide, by the way, among Hispanic voters away from the Democratic Party. Why would I say that? Well, this victory made her, quote, the first Republican to represent the Rio Grande Valley in roughly 150 years. So now Democrats have to figure out a way to deal with her. They can't just say, okay, maybe we should wake up. No, and listen to our constituents. What they've now decided to do is we're going to label her and any of these other Latinas as, quote, far right. Now, when they use the far right word, you need to understand what that means. What they're trying to say is these people are a bunch of racist Klansmen types, right? Far right means that you're a radical extremist. That's what they're trying to sell you on. Now, in a Wednesday article titled The Rise of the Far Right Latina, basically they're trying to turn them into skinheads or neo-Nazis, the New York Times politics reporter wrote that Flores, in addition to De La Cruz and Garcia, who are nominees in the 15th and 28th congressional districts in Texas, respectively, they said that basically this is a hit piece, right? It's a hit piece stating that, quote, Flores is one of three Republican Latinas vying to transform South Texas politics by shunning moderates and often embracing the extreme. The problem is that's a lie, right? They didn't embrace the extreme. They embraced the conservative movement of a secure border. But what is most striking, quote, is that Ms. Flores won by shunning moderates, the article reads, embracing the far right and wearing her support for Donald Trump on her sleeve. More, Major Taylor Green than Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the writer goes on to write about her piece, saying this is how extreme she actually is. Now, Flores should be, you would think, by the left, celebrated, right? She's the first Mexican-born woman to hold a seat in the House of Representatives, right? She's a American melting pot story, you could argue. She's a Hispanic minority woman. You would think they would want to celebrate her. No, because she's a Republican, they want to destroy her. So screw the fact that she's the first Mexican-born woman to hold a seat in the House of Representatives, right? Forget that. Flores went on to say this, quote, I was born in Mexico, raised with strong conservative values to always put God and family first. I have received only hate from the liberal media and constantly been told by the left to get back to Mexico. They don't support us immigrants. They only use us for political power and don't care about our well-being. I am here now, and I won't allow them to continue taking advantage of my people. The New York Times knows nothing about me or our culture, she went on to say. And then she started talking in Spanish to her supporters, saying, "We are people of God, family, and work." Now, Garcia, who is squaring off against Representative Henry Kohler, a Democrat in the 28th Congressional District, retweeted a picture of the headline and stated that when the radical left targets her for her faith in supporting school choice, they are also attacking millions of Hispanic families and her community. She went on to say, "I will never stop fighting for our values." Now, again, this is the New York Times coming in, and they have these pictures out there, right, of the far right Latina. Now, to put it in comparison, you have this woman, Representative Myra Flores, one of three Republican Latinas vying to transform right Texas politics in Congress, which is amazing. Let me just give you a compare and contrast of what they said about AOC when she was elected. The New York Times ran an article, "Alexandria Cortez emerges as a political star." That's what they wrote about her when she won. Under that, it said the Bronx native spoke about her campaign's mission a day after she shook up the Democratic Party with her defeat of Representative Joseph Crowley. "Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez emerges as a political star. A Republican Latina woman who's actually from Mexico, who actually wins an election, turning a district, a seat that hadn't been turned in 150 years. And what do they say about her? The rise of the far right Latina." Now, last night was just the beginning. When she won is what she said. And she said there's a triple threat that's going to flip South Texas red this November because we actually care about protecting our border. That's what many of these conservative candidates are running on. Flores' nearly 8-point win over the Democratic candidate Dan Sanchez on June the 14th indicated, quote, "Hispanic voters are moving towards conservative candidates. The exodus from the Democratic Party is further evidenced by voting patterns in the past two presidential elections in this county," which is part of the 15th Congressional District where De La Cruz is running as well. And so this is about changing the Hispanic population and the Hispanic population, I should say, changing and standing up for their traditional values. This is why I love these new young candidates that are coming in. They're not having to, quote, wait their turn. They're not taking orders from the far left and the Nancy Pelosi's, and they're winning. Now, here's something else. Democrats seem to be focused right now on trying to convince you that Republicans are the real problem. Perfect example of this. Democrat representative went on TV today and said the GOP is, quote, too focused on guns, abortion, and Trump and not fixing inflation, even though it's the Democrats are actually in charge of these issues right now. Democrats are the ones trying to take away your guns. Democrats are the ones that are obsessed with delegitimizing the Supreme Court. Democrats are the ones that are in charge of our inflation issues and not fixing our inflation issues. But they're going on TV and they're trying to say it's actually the Republicans' fault. I'm not joking.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Democrats are being given these lifelines by CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, is really the only one, and Newsmax, that's standing up to the insanity, which is the news media now trying to prop up Democrats that are having a problem. I want you to hear part of this interview from this morning on CNBC, right, which they're supposed to be really sincere about talking about money and what's happening in our economy. And they have on this representative, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and saying, hey, we really want you to tell us what's going on with the economy right now, what you guys are going to try to do. And he immediately goes in after Donald Trump and Trump supporters and Republicans saying, well, they're the problem. And they let him get away with this. Listen.
Joining us now to break down the Fed's policy and how Congress can help fight rising prices. Congressman Jake Auchincloss is the vice chairman of the Financial Services Committee. He also serves on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And from a family of underachievers, Congressman, just looking at Lord, Dr. Glimcher, and you were a Quantico-trained Marine, and I guess Sloan at MIT, so you're educated. It's an MBA from Sloan. Have I got that right, too? So I'm not going to take any talking points. You know better than some of the stuff we're hearing from both sides on economics. You know how crazy some of it is. Like, that's true, isn't it?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And we do need sober-minded policymaking on economics right now.
Okay.
The president's been clear that inflation is his top priority, as it should be, because Americans are in pain right now. And we need to expand the productive capacity of the economy to keep up. The economy is running hot right now. It grew faster than China for the first time in my lifetime. 8 million jobs created. But on the supply side, we're having a hard time keeping up. We have got to cut red tape for housing. We've got to implement an all-of-the-above energy investment policy to achieve clean energy independence. And we need both more legal immigration and more labor force participation from Americans who have been out of the workforce for the last several years.
All right. What I was referencing initially was leading into, it won't be quite as talking points oriented from the Democratic side of things.
But I love this, right? They're like, okay, that was a bunch of crap. We don't really want these talking points, but we'll keep going with you, right? So we build this dude up as a Democrat. We bring him on Squawk Box. We bring him on the premier morning show on CNBC. We're talking about the economy right now. And we bring you on as a Democrat. And then you argue that Republicans have spent the last 6 months tying themselves in a knot over gun and abortion issues. That's where he's going with this. Keep listening.
On an op-ed you wrote a while ago, Republicans have been politicizing inflation while Dems work to fix it. You've heard what President Biden has been saying about inflation, Congressman. And as I said, you have an MBA from Sloan. Aren't there times where you'd like to talk to him and say, Mr. President, that's clearly not true, and that you're demagoguing a lot of these issues? Do you think that oil companies are just gouging? Do you think food companies don't need to raise prices when input costs rise and they're just profiteering? Do you think the problem in all this is just greedy capitalists that are causing that don't necessarily have to? It's not a free market. It's not that they're just responding to input costs. And
I love this, by the way. It's almost as if CNBC, at least this host, has had enough. Right? You can hear it in his voice there. It's like, okay, we heard your BS. I even gave you this grand entry here. But when you say something this stupid, I got to act like I actually know you're this stupid. And he's like, you're a really smart guy. I just gave you that intro. You try to attack conservatives and Republicans, and you try to say this is somehow Trump's fault, even though it's not. You say Democrats are trying to fix inflation while Republicans are not trying to fix inflation. Republicans are the ones that are screaming, drill, baby, drill. Republicans are the ones saying, open up the pipelines, the Keystone pipelines, open up exploration, open up the leases that you guys are taking away and stopping all of these leases from taking place and new leases from taking place that would actually lower the costs at the pump. You're the idiots that are giving away 1 million barrels of oil a day, much of it going to China and to other foreign countries, not actually helping our pricing here in the U.S. You add all this up, right? You add every bit of this up together. It all becomes very clear very quickly. This is a huge problem. And you look at even NBC for a second, and I'll just take a bigger step back. But look at this. The ratings, for example, for Meet the Press, their premier political show on Sunday mornings, have declined. And this is another major fail, because they're selling you these lies every single weekend. How bad has it gotten for them? And again, if you keep lying to people and you keep selling them crap that everybody knows is just not real, this is what you end up with. And news that comes as a surprise to absolutely no one if you've been watching, NBC News Meet the Press, hosted by Democratic Party stalwart Chuck Todd, has slumped to its worst ratings since he took over the captain's chair. The longest-running show in television history, debuted in 1947, reported its lowest ratings ever in the recent April-May-June quarter, according to a new report out by Radar. The show has fallen far from the seat it once held atop the other Sunday news programs, most recently during the 2016-2020 time when former President Trump provided a ratings gold for the left-wing outlet and kept these journalists employed. Over the last 6 years, we've always approached Meet the Press as more than just a Sunday show. And I view our rating success in part to our ability to reach people where they are not just hoping they find us. This has been one of the most challenging years for everyone, and that includes the incredible team, and I couldn't be prouder, is what the moderator, Chuck Todd, told The Wrap in December of 2020. When the recent ratings research from Nielsen, the show's following has dropped to a measly 2.4 million, slicing off a third of Todd's viewership, most notably in the key demographic of viewers 25 to 54. He logged only 492,000 viewers in that group for the most recent quarter, far below the routinely acquired 1.2 million viewers in the demographic alone, part of a once constant 4 million viewer overall audience for a show like this. Now, in May, Chuck Todd and his show Meet the Press Daily were demoted from MSNBC to the network's new streaming platform, NBC News Now, a move that many people saw as, all right, this is not good news for this guy, right? This guy that's the big name. Now, I say that to just give you another perspective. The American people, when you look at them in the face and you tell them the economy's strong and they know it's not, when you tell them that gas prices are going to come down when they're not, when you tell the American people that these that green alternative energy is something they must do when they can't afford it, there is at some point going to be a response, whether it's in these Texas districts that have been run by Democrats for 150 years, okay, which has clearly happened, or if it is with TV ratings. When Chuck Todd goes on Meet the Press every week and tries to tell you that everything's okay and they try to carry water for the Democratic Party when clearly things are not okay, you're going to get this. And when CNBC keeps putting Democrats on their channel while the economy is on fire and it's burning and heading in the wrong direction, and then you let them spout off this crap about, well, it's really the Republicans are not fixing inflation. Democrats are trying, Republicans aren't. When Republicans are the ones demanding that we drill more to low oil prices, lower gas prices, which will drastically help our economy, I think it's at a certain point, people, when they keep going to the pump and they're paying $100 to fill up their car, say enough of this crap. And that's why you're finally starting to see some of these hosts, like the one I was just playing for you at CNBC, starting to break.
The president is expressing the frustration of the American people and of many of us. Food, energy, these are global markets. They have geopolitical and geoeconomic dimensions. Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused seizures in both the energy and food sides of the house here. And as you well know, the president doesn't have levers in the Oval Office that can control those things on a dime. What it does highlight is that we need an all-of-the-above clean energy investment strategy, geothermal, fusion, small modular reactors. This needs to be a clarion call that the United States cannot be subject to Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela.
That's an oxymoron, all-of-the-above clean energy. Clean energy, we spent trillions of dollars on renewables, and it's at 1% or 2% of global energy. So all of the above clean energy, just say all of the above energy. Are you saying that only clean energy, or should we do more drilling? Should we continue to open leases? Should we reopen ANWR? Should we do the Keystone Pipeline? All the things that we've put a damper on, is that what all of the above means to you?
We clearly need natural gas as a bridge technology, and nothing is stopping right now oil companies from executing on the permits that they have. But let's be very clear here. For as long as the United States is dependent on oil, it means that we have to make phone calls to Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela when times get tight. We need to have energy dominance here at home.
I love this. We need to have energy dominance at home. This is a Democrat saying this. Okay, this is the FSC vice chairman in Congress saying we need to have energy independence in America, but he won't tell you how he's going to do it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Natural gas as a bridge technology, and nothing is stopping right now oil companies from executing on the permits that they have. But let's be very clear here. For as long as the United States is dependent on oil, it means that we have to make phone calls to Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela when times get tight. We need to have energy dominance here at home, and we need to have a clean energy future that does not sacrifice our kids' welfare just for lower gas prices.
The best case scenario for not...
By the way, listen to this. You can hear him in the background, like the guy's rolling his eyes, the host, like, come on. And so he's going to challenge this Democrat who's in La La Land. And this is the entire Democratic Party that's trying to sell you this right now. This isn't one-off guy, right? This is a leader in the Democratic Party, a leader in the party on inflation and supposed to be on energy. And listen to the rebuttal from CNBC.
Being dependent on oil in terms of years, in your view, is what? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 50 years. What is it?
We are sailing towards the North Star of clean energy independence, and there's going to be waves and wind along the way that we've got to navigate.
Well, is it 10 years?
It is clearly a generational challenge.
When do you think we can get
off oil? Let me put it this way.
10 years,
20
years?
I do not want my kids dependent on oil from countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia. That challenge starts now. That's my generation's obligation.
Well, then we definitely aren't doing what it takes in this country to keep us not dependent on foreign dictators. We're over hat in hand to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, and we're not opening up the spigots here, Congressman.
I love the congressman. He's literally just speechless because he can't believe that the media is actually challenging him on this propaganda. And he says, you know, we've got to do more. We have to have this bridge. And he keeps going on and on and on, all this on this green energy alternative BS. And he's like, dude, you guys went to Venezuela begging for a deal. Right? That's what you did. You guys are going to Saudi Arabia begging Saudi Arabia also for a deal. That's what you're doing. You guys are refusing to open the spigot, as he just put it, in the United States of America. That's what you're refusing to do. So every time you say we got to get away and I want my kids to never buy oil from Russia or Saudi Arabia, right? You're the guys that are now doing that. You're buying a record number of oil and you're helping these other countries that hate us by making the price of oil go up. You're making them rich while you're on this pipe dream that the majority of Americans are actually against right now. The majority of Americans are not clamoring, okay? they are not clamoring right now, and I think we can all agree with this. They're not clamoring for a bunch of wind and solar power BS. They're not clamoring for any of this. And that's exactly why you hear it there the way that he's just like, I'm done with you, man. Like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing this crap. And that's what CNBC is basically saying. Now, I'm sure others won't have the guts or the cojones to do this. But you listen to the congressman. Listen to how long the pause is after this guy says what he says to the congressman, because he doesn't know what else to say because he's in shock. He's never been challenged this way on national TV.
In Saudi Arabia, that challenge starts now. That's my generation's obligation.
Well, then we definitely aren't doing what it takes in this country to keep us not dependent on foreign dictators. We're over hat in hand to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, and we're not opening up the spigots here, Congressman.
We're heading towards, as I said, we are sailing towards the North Star of clean energy independence, but that requires investments in energy.
What, by the way, what the crap does the North, we're heading towards the North Star of energy independence? Like, that's a line he's now used twice. What does that even mean? He's like, I mean, if anything, it means it's a dream, not a reality, right? We're heading towards the North Star of energy independence. That is something that only a woke leftist would actually say. Okay, I mean, truly. Okay, that is only something that a woke leftist like an AOC would say. We're going to the North Star, right? We're on our way to the North Star of green energy. Yay. That is the stupidest crap I've ever heard. And people that vote for these morons in the midterms, you deserve what you get. And even the guy on TV is like shaking his head, like, what is the North Star? And he should have just said that. He should have just jumped in here and said, dude, what do you mean by the North Star, right? Like, what are you even talking about with the North Star?
Here at home, let me give you one example. The eastern seaboard of the United States could be the offshore wind leader in the entire world. President's got a plan for 30 gigawatts by 2030. There's an amendment snaking its way through Congress, right?
You notice, by the way, all their promises are like a decade out, because then you never have to pay off on them when you're elected president. Remember, the presidency is only 8 years max, right? If Joe Biden decides to run again, he'll never be proven wrong or that something didn't actually work, right? That will never happen. It will never, ever happen. You always kick it further down the road on the delivery date than what you actually have to do while you're in office, because then no one can say you failed or hold you accountable, I should say, for failing. We're going to put up a bunch of solar and wind, and we're going to make a huge difference by 2030. When was the last time the government ever finished a project on time? When was the last time? The hell, the government can't even build a road on budget or on time. Can I get an amen to that? I don't care where you live. Have you ever seen a road project finish on time and or on budget? You will not find it. It doesn't exist. So you want me to believe that they're going to, by 20, hey, just keep paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas until 2030. But don't worry, in 2030, we're going to give you 30,000 kilowatts or whatever the number was he just said. And that somehow is going to fix your life. So that is what should really get you excited today. That is the X factor that we're all missing. That 2030, just hold on till then, folks. Who knows? You may be paying $8, $9, $10 a gallon by 2030, but in 2030, we'll be right, we promise you. Now, half of us won't even be in office anymore, but we're going to be right, we promise you. That's their timetable. That's what they're offering you right now. 2030.
Right now, that would derail those plans. And we need both parties to come together with the White House and prevent that amendment from becoming law so that we can achieve offshore wind dominance here in the United States, create good jobs.
Offshore wind dominance. There it is, folks. That's the key. If we can just get that offshore wind dominance by 2030, you're going to suffer till then, but we need bipartisan support here, and the offshore dominance is the whole ball game. It's the whole kit and caboodle. Just get us to that point. Just get us to the offshore dominance part, right? And if you do get us to that offshore dominance part, then we'll be good, right? Then everything is going to be okay. Just get us to the offshore dominance of wind power. We'll be the leader of the world. I go back to what I said a moment ago. They're never going to listen to us. I do think that's the part of this conversation you need to really understand. They are never going to listen to us. They are always going to dictate to you. And if they can suck the life out of your paycheck and the life out of your bank account for the next 8 years, where you can barely afford to put gas in your gas tank, they win because they have ultimate power over you. And then they can tell you that they're going to do the type of things that I just mentioned. They're going to tell you that they can give you what you need if you just trust them, and eventually they'll pay off on it, even though the people that are telling you this won't even be in office then. They won't be around. You will not be able to hold them accountable for this. And his closing line is that this is all really the Republicans' fault.
30 gigawatts of clean energy on the Eastern Seaboard.
In terms of, we'll switch gears a little bit. In terms of the Federal Reserve, what do you think they need to do right now? And do you think that we printed too much? Is that part of what, of the inflation that we're seeing right now? And it is global. How much do you think it's too many dollars chasing too few goods after the pandemic, supply chain, whatever you want to call it? And maybe, you know, we needed to respond to the pandemic. Did we respond too much to that? Is there, did we overdo it, or some of it didn't find it to the right place so that we've created this problem ourselves?
Well, when I questioned Chairman Powell when he came to the Financial Services Committee for our oversight hearings, what I pressed him on was not just his credibility in lowering expected inflation, but also in the Fed's credibility in preventing unexpected inflation. The only thing more painful than high inflation is high unexpected inflation. And he has been clear that he keeps the Fed's credibility as a price stability institution as his number one priority. Now, I'm not going to comment on individual Fed decisions. They're an autonomous body. But almost a year ago, I made clear that the era of easy money needed to come to an end. We've got to raise interest rates. It's not letting the president and Congress off the hook, because energy, food, housing, these are not monetary phenomenon. These are real world phenomenon. And we're going to have to come to geoeconomic and domestic policy solutions to address them as well. But we need Republicans to come to the table and work with us. What I've heard from Republicans in the last 6 months is them tying themselves in knot over.
Listen carefully. What I've heard from Republicans in the last 6 months is them tying themselves in a knot over. Ready?
Over guns and abortion and Trump. Instead of reaching across the table and saying, yeah, how can we expand housing production and cut red tape? How can we work with you on expanding labor force participation and expanding legal immigration? How can we get some votes on the Republican side for Medicare negotiation of drug prices, which will lower out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens? We're going to do that in a party-line vote. Why aren't Republicans there with us? That lowers costs at the kitchen table.
Congressman, would you have...
let me just wrap this up quickly by saying this. It took this dude 7 minutes to say, well, the Republicans are the fault because they're obsessed with Donald Trump. Democrats are the ones that are trying to make Donald Trump ineligible to run for president with a January 6th insurrection obsession, right? Like, that's what they're doing. No one should overlook that fact. Okay, that reality, number one. Number two, what the Democratic Party leadership just told you is, bear with us and give us a blank check so that we in 2030 can give you wind power off the ocean that will change and fix all of the problems that we have. That's what they just offered you. Okay? That's the offer. 2030. We'll start to fix the energy crisis in 2030. Not before 2030, but 2030. We know that gas prices have skyrocketed since we took over, but we need you to wait till 2030. So just wait till 2030, and then everything's going to be okay. We won't be in office then, many of us. Joe Biden, even if he won re-election, would not be in office. And if we're wrong, you can't hold any of us accountable. But just keep going to 2030. If you vote for these people, you deserve what you get. If you want these $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas to go to $8, $9, $10 a gallon, which is exactly their goal, then vote for them. Because this is exactly what they want to happen. This is it. This is their game. This is their agenda. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.